stomping for the Trump man once again.
That was the spirit way back during the campaign when Craig Moss from Oswego, New York, was playing at President Trump's rallies.
Jim Brown, that Trump train, roll on down the line.
We talked with an enthusiastic country singer, Craig Moss, back then, but the health care bill Republicans put forth weeks ago made Craig angry for its less than aggressive response to the opioid crisis, something that has affected him personally. His son died tragically 3 years ago. When we spoke to him, he said now he just can't stand behind the president he helped elect.
The night of the election, I went to bed early because I had no doubt in my mind that that then candidate Donald Trump was going to be the president the next morning. Sure enough, that's what happened. And I really didn't have any reason to be down at the time. Things were going fine. It seems like he started signing some executive orders, but I didn't support everything about what Donald Trump has said or done. I certainly never supported his making fun of the handicapped reporter or his deportation policies or his proposed ban on Muslims. But there were things that was very attractive to me, the helping out the veterans with their health care situation, and then the health care bill for the United States to attack this heroin epidemic that we find ourselves in, and that was most important to me. Then once I discovered that there was $5 billion going to be taken away from substance abuse programs and that children with complex medical needs were going to have to find a different outlet, and it was just a tragedy that, you know, all of a sudden I realized that I had been lied to, that the American people had been lied to in regards to health care and what he planned on doing with the heroin epidemic, which was to decrease deductions, decrease the overall cost, and increase the amount of services available for substance abuse patients. And I'd realized at that point that we'd all been shuffled aside. And, you know, although the little people were important to him during his campaign, Donald Trump became President Donald Trump. It seems as though he didn't quite reach out to the people, and it was very, very disappointing.
Now, you're not a supporter then anymore. You're hurt. Your son died of a heroin overdose 3 years ago. You were a part of the campaign. You know, you certainly invested your heart into the campaign. What else did you invest?
Well, I invested financially. I stopped making mortgage payments, which I did freely but not wisely on my home. It's now in foreclosure, and I'm scurrying around trying to get some carpet in it so I could sell it and recoup some monies. I sold my backhoe, job trailers, small equipments, everything I could that I owned that I could turn into cash to help fund myself and support myself on the road. I followed him around the countryside, 45 rallies and all, and with such emotion, I exerted so much emotion that, you know, my son's death was not in vain, that I go and I talk to the people in line about how great Donald Trump was and how his ideas are just so fantastic. When people come up to you, John, and they hug you after I've told my story about my son passing and how close we were and how he died from a heroin fentanyl overdose, when they whisper in your ear before they pull away and say, I lost my son two weeks ago, or we just lost our daughter, you know, a week ago to heroin, and we appreciate what you're doing. You know, it just gave me so much purpose, and it made the sacrifice so worth it. To have this happen and to have this backtrack and to have, you know, what I was following him and so excited about and to be presented in the way that it did, it just brought to light that what people were telling me were true, and that is he's not going to be able to deliver what he says he's going to. And so I sacrificed a tremendous amount over getting a president into this position.
Well, you're the guy right in the middle here, you know, Connor.
Well, and I am the guy right in the middle, and I look at it and I say, you know, he's been having a handful of problems. You know, he's trying to throw this a travel ban. It didn't stick a couple times. He tried to put that through, and his first effort to try to revamp the Veterans Affairs there just kind of fell to the wayside. But on the bright side of the thing, as far as the health care plan goes and the heroin epidemic, he's got Chris Christie on a board of opiate task force. And what he does have going for him, Chris Christie I speak of, is a bill that he passed recently on opiates in New Jersey. It's a brilliant bill that addresses everything that I would like to see to be available in health care. And it provides 4 weeks of inpatient and 4 weeks of outpatient services for substance abuse without the doctor's prescription saying that it's a medical necessity. And then with that prescription of medical necessity, it offers 6 months outpatient and 6 months inpatient, you know, for a substance abuse person. So, and it also limits the amount of opioids that will be prescribed to 5 days, 5 day supply, I think, for the first two or three times. And then if they have a, you know, then after that, I guess they can go to 30 days. But it requires doctors to be well educated before prescribing opioids. And it also requires that doctor to counsel and educate the patient before they accept that prescription and talk to them about alternate ways of pain relief. And with that, that's a fantastic bill. And I just certainly hope they could fold that into the new health care plan that they try to put forth.
Any more songs?
No, I'm not running out and writing songs against the president. Unlike many, I don't wish for President Trump to fail in his journey as president and his tasks that he has in front of him. If he wins, we all win. If he gets some of the things that he has talked about and promised during the campaign, if he gets some of those through, then we're all winners. I don't wish for him to fail in his efforts at all. I just don't support him. I wrote a song about my son. It's called Cherished Memories. And, you know, he wrote me birthday cards. And in the front of those cards, some of the words would be like, you know, my gift to you isn't anything that costs. It's a gift of memories that we will share. And I've used those words in the song that I put together for him.
Hide and seek and make believe he was catting up. Notching trees got shown me he's old, dead I need, and memories of these. Cherished memories.
You know, he would put a couple pictures inside the card that he made of he and I on a camping trip or things that were dear to him and certainly dear to me. So no more songs for right now. I don't play any Trump songs. And certainly, you have to have it in your heart to play. And the only thing I really have emotion to play would be that song, Cherished Memories.
Craig Moss, thanks so much.
Hey, appreciate you having me on. It's good talking to you again, John.
A cherished memory.
Craig Moss is a country singer and former Trump supporter from upstate New York.
Cherished memory. The times to make a new ones have now gone, and I'm living out my life until you show me the place you now call home. Cherish memory.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.